Well, that the two times it's been tried, it's failed miserably. The UK did it, and then they backed off because people were dying. Sweden did it, and they had the highest death rate among the Scandinavian countries. So if you want to get enough people infected to get herd immunity, you're going to have a lot more deaths. Now, maybe young people would feel, I don't think they mean that deliberately. They're probably innocently thinking that, well, what's the difference? If I get infected, it doesn't make any difference. But even if you don't get any symptoms, you are part of the propagation of an outbreak that might kill someone's mother or father or aunt who's getting chemotherapy for breast cancer or a child who's immunodeficient. So even though you might think you're in a vacuum, you shouldn't really act like you're in a vacuum. Because if you get infected, as without symptoms as you may be, you may pass it on to someone else.